Hi, this is Kevin Craig, founder of George Washington Coaching, with a special announcement for those of you who opted in to get on the George Washington Coaching mailing list. And for some of you, that was more than a year or even 2 years ago. I'd like to thank you for your patience. I think we're finally ready to roll here in 2012, and we'll be getting started on George Washington's birthday, February 22nd. I want to, on this website, give you some kind of a reminder of what it is I guess you saw when you opted in. You read the web page we had, and you thought, well, this is good, this is interesting, or at least you wanted more information. This page will give you all the information you want. Then at the very bottom of the page, if you scroll all the way down, there's a link to a page that talks about the costs, and that's where you can get started. But on this page you're on right now, I'd just like to scroll through with you and highlight what's on this page for you. If you'll scroll down a couple of screens, you'll see the caption, Five Things to Know, Five Books to Read. The basic program, as I'm sure you already guessed or already learned from reading the page previously when you opted in, we're going to read the five most important works in the history of Western civilization. The Bible, we're going to learn the Christian religion, we're going to learn about liberty under God. By liberty, I mean capitalism, and by the idea of a nation being under God. Some will say, I'm trying to impose a theocracy. Well, yeah. And then also a fifth book on optimism and a future orientation and a belief that peace is possible, that making the world a better place really is possible. But first, there are five things I want you to know. And these are five things you might have discerned in the first page you read maybe years ago, but I've spelled them out here a little bit more detail for you. The first, I like that letter, the first letter that Samuel Adams sent out through the committees of correspondence, sort of the letter that really kicked things off as far as getting the American Revolution going. And we've adopted Adams's letter, the three parts of Adams' letter, to say that we all have an obligation to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. That's sort of the goal of our coaching programs. What is a real American? America became the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. There was something different about America. And there was something different about America also because there was something different about Americans. Americans came here from Europe, they worked, they pioneered, they struggled, they prospered. And it was because of character, it was because of who they were and what they did as individuals. So we need to emulate that, we need to copy that. That's a model for us. An American has a vision, and it's not just a vision of getting goodies, it's not just a vision of having Air Jordan sneakers or a fancy computer or something like that. It's more a vision of a calling from God. It's saying, I have a purpose from God, and I'm not going to let the government or anyone else stand in the way of my calling from God. America's founding fathers also said that a real American is a true Christian. I mean, a true American is a Christian. And so we need to ask, well, what is a real Christian? If we want to be an extraordinary Christian, as Samuel Adams said we should be, what does that mean? The most important thing I think of as far as this program called George Washington Coaching, the most important thing I can think of for a Christian is that a follower of the Prince of Peace does not initiate force or threaten people with violence in order to get them to become Christians or to get them to behave in a Christian way. And there's more to it than that. But here's we'll see some information on what it means to be a genuine Christian. Another thing that I think marks a genuine Christian, Jesus said that he wishes that you were either hot or cold and not lukewarm, because lukewarm makes him puke. He'll vomit you out of his mouth. So a Christian is someone who's really committed, really passionate, and but not passionate to the point where they're willing to initiate force or threaten people with violence to get what they want. And finally, we want to be a true human being, and we'll have some discussion there about that. As you'll scroll down, you'll see this. Scroll down to the next thing, of the five things I want you to know. The reason why that you're a victim of educational malpractice, and the reason why it's important for you to sign up for this coaching program. And when you combine this with the previous point on becoming a real Christian, I want to emphasize that this isn't just a little program that you buy. This isn't just a little software program that sits on your computer. We're really talking about a change in your whole way of life. And every day, focusing on the Bible and four other of the most important works in Western civilization, every day you're kind of reorienting your whole life. At any rate, the reason why you're a victim of educational malpractice is because of the fact that the government now bans the three most important subjects that that public education was supposed to cover. America's founding fathers intended, they created public schools because they said there were three things that we need to have everyone know, every American needs to know, and that is religion, morality, and knowledge. Our most important or foundational charters in America said that these things were necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, and yet the public schools banned them. Religion is your relation to God. Morality is your religion with, or your relationship with other people. And knowledge means your competence and your ability to carry out your calling, that God has a calling for you and you need to know how to do that. And you do that not by initiating force, but by competing successfully in a world of a capitalist world, really. That's what I think God wants us to live in, a world of free markets and not a world of socialism and communism compulsion. Okay, the third thing we need to think about are the three huge mistakes that America's founding fathers made. We have George Washington coaching, and we emphasize that George Washington was a great achiever and he had many great characteristics, things that we can learn from, but we don't worship the founding fathers here. They made some big mistakes, and we'll find out that we're really quite controversial as far as many people who think in terms of patriotism and George Washington and so forth. We're actually we're pioneering a new path here. And the three mistakes that America's founding fathers made, we can see the links to them on, and we have some discussion about those. But we're basically what I'm saying is that America's founding fathers were not entirely consistent with the great vision that they had. When Sam Adams said we need to become extraordinary Americans, extraordinary Christians, and extraordinary human beings, that's a good path to follow. But America's founding fathers didn't follow that path consistently. I think if they were here today, they would see their mistakes, and they would see, oops, I had a higher ideal, but I was trapped in the ways I was thinking. They were products of their time. They were products of their culture. And we need to break out of those break out of those traditions, ways of thinking. When we do that, the next thing we'll see, thing number four, is that we must embrace the three most hated words in politics today. In order to be consistent, in order to be extraordinary Americans, extraordinary Christians, and extraordinary human beings, we need to adopt three concepts that are hated and despised and reviled, the words that they use to insult and to divide people, to make people fear you. They will call you this, they will say you would advocate this in order to get people not to listen to you. And those three words, theocracy, pacifism, anarchism, we'll see how they flow out of those three mistakes that America's founding fathers made. This is sort of the heart of our program. It's what inspires us to get you on board the coaching program so that you'll make these changes and cast off the baggage of inconsistency that the founding fathers left us. Finally, thing number five, the three things you need in order to make this program work, in order to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being, you need the content, you need the curriculum, you need a coach, and you need community. By the content, we mean the basic ideas that you're going to be getting by reading the five most important works in the history of Western civilization. Ideas are important. They affect your actions. They light the fuse in your life, and they cause actions. They cause effects. Ideas have consequences, someone once said, and we need to work on what ideas that we have in our heads that are motivating us or that are restricting us, that are weighing us down. We need to develop a Christian worldview. We need to do this by acting daily. There are two links on that phrase, daily devotion. It's something we have to do daily, but it's also something we have to do with some commitment. Washington daily worked for an hour in the morning and then again an hour at night to ground himself in the great moral principles that he believed were guiding his work. And that's what we need to do the same thing. We need to be lifelong learners. We can't say, well, I went to school already. I already got my college degree. We always have to be continuing to learn. And we should learn with the kind of dedication that Washington learned, at least an hour a day, grounding and relearning, reminding ourselves of these great principles, these great ideas that make us extraordinary. It's helpful then to have a coach. It's helpful to have someone who can hold you accountable, somebody who can give you some guidance. By telling you that America's founding fathers made three huge mistakes, and by telling you that you need to reject those mistakes and embrace three concepts that the mainstream media will just tear you to pieces with or try, I'm saying that you need to have a coach who can give you something that you don't have, who can show you a way and guide you on a path where you haven't been before. The football coach, for example, makes sure that the players understand the rules, but also gives the players insights on how to become more fit, to give them strategic, to help them with strategy, to help them overcome their opponents, anybody who's in their way of them scoring. You need a coach who gives you an outside opinion. Someone who can look and say that there's a sign on the back of your jacket that says, kick me, when you can't see back there. Something that's holding you back. So it's important to have a coach. It's important to have a community. It's important to have a community because you need to know that there are other people out there who are pursuing the same goals you are pursuing, that you're not alone. And also, it helps you, because when you meet someone who doesn't understand an idea that you have now come to understand, you teach that idea to yourself in a more thorough and grounding way by helping another person see that idea. And so helping one another is a great way to help yourself to understand these ideas. So there's the five things I think you need to know, and then we'll get into the five books that we're going to be reading. But I invite you to continue to look through the website here. It's organized in a very different way from the website where you first opted in. I think this is something that'll really benefit you to really get you to see the importance of this coaching program. Thanks for listening to this audio, this just a bird's eye survey of this rather long page. This is, according to my numbers here on my computer, it's half a meg. That's a huge web page, really. There's a lot in here. I think you need a couple of days to really look at this. Maybe you might even want to say, take each of these five things and take a day to think about them. Each of these five things has lots of links to other resources where we amplify the concepts and give you some, sometimes we give you quotations from America's Founding Fathers to help you show that this is really what made America an extraordinary nation. However, this weekend, as you're listening to this audio, this weekend we're having an early enrollment period, and that means a chance for you to enroll at a price that works for you. You can set your own price. If you go down to the very, very bottom of this page, there's a link that says, what are the costs? I want you to think about the commitment. Costs are a function of commitment. When you say, that costs too much, what you're saying is, well, I don't want it that bad. I want you to want this program really bad. I want you to really want to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. And I want you to want to go through the curriculum, to read these five books, to make a commitment over the next 365 days to work daily on really becoming extraordinary. And to really want that, you have to be willing to make sacrifices. You have to be willing to count the costs. And it's not just the cost that you will have to charge on your credit card if you want to pay that way to enroll in this program, the enrollment fee, the same kind of cost that you may have undertaken when you went to college, or that if you're thinking about going to college, you're thinking about making a big investment in yourself and in your education. I want you to understand the cost, and I want you to be committed to that. And so that's what this is all about. This weekend, I need to raise funds so that I can get membership software up and running so that we can be ready to roll on February 22nd, which is George Washington's birthday. And so as a special incentive, I want you to think about the costs and realize you're making a tax-deductible donation to a nonprofit organization which is dedicated to helping get lots of people through this program, and I hope you'll be generous, but I also want it to work for you. And so in the interest of my getting up enough capital to get the software up and running and the interest of you getting enrolled, I'll let you set your own price this weekend. You can pay a one figure or you can make monthly installments, but I want you to get on board, and I hope you'll be committed and fired up, ready to really make this an integral part of your life, an integral part of your daily discipline. And I think the results will be extraordinary. And if they're not, I offer a money-back guarantee. I want you to go through this program. I want you to read the books, get through the curriculum. And if it doesn't work for you, okay, it didn't work. Get your money back. No risk. But on the other hand, the reason why I've got that section about what it means to be a real American is that real Americans take risks. Real Americans are willing to sacrifice. Real Americans are willing to make the costs in order to become extraordinary. So I hope you'll weigh all of this out carefully. It's a big decision. Give it some thought. Give it some time. But on Monday, we're going to set the price in concrete. We won't give you this option to just decide what you want. So I hope this weekend, having had now how many months or years it's been since you originally opted in, I hope you'll give it careful consideration and then jump in, take a risk, be committed, and make this a part of your life for the next 365 days. Thanks for listening. I'll be praying that all of you on the list will be making a good decision and jumping in. This is Kevin Craig, founder of George Washington Coaching, and I'll hope to see you on the inside in the members section as that section unfolds in the next couple of weeks.